Intolerance for opposing views and mob attacks, especially by the youth, seem to be on the rise all over the country. This year being an election year, it has become a matter of concern for most Ghanaians. Radio Ghana's George Ankra finds out from the chairman of the National Peace Council, Right Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, the roadmap for peace in the country is that Ghanaians seem to be taking the prevailing peace for granted.
The National Peace Council started way back last year with meetings with stakeholders. The meetings met with the media people because we believe that they have a big role to play in respect of the peace of our nation. But we also met with a security agency that's involving not just the police, but other security people, the NCC, we included them, Electoral Commission, to discuss what we need to do in respect of the 2016. In fact, the occasion gave us the opportunity to reflect on the 2012 elections. What did we do right? What didn't we do right? What do we need to do now? At the moment, when we met about 3 days ago, the focus is going to be on targeted groups, young youth groups, the traditional council, because we believe that Nananom has a role to play. The political party heads, even though we have had a meeting with the political parties already last year, towards the end of the year at Koforidua, we need to intensify this. Part of it is to meet with the proprietors of the various media houses, because when we met with the journalists, they revealed a lot of things, and we think that it would not be right for us to end it. Just the journalists, that we need to also meet with the proprietors and talk about the role they can play, facilitate peace in the country.
Right Reverend Professor Asante appealed to chiefs and traditional leaders to endeavor to restrain themselves and engage in discussions, especially with regards to land issues.
We've mapped out a number of things that can be done. As regards to what is happening in the various regions, I think short of creating panic as if the country is on fire, we need to put things in perspective. A lot of the things happening now are not happening because of the election of 2016. Some of these things are land issues, traditional matters, chieftaincy issues, and so on and so forth. But all that, there is no two ways about it, that violence anywhere is violence everywhere. And as far as I'm concerned, we seem to be taking the peace we have for granted. Our tolerance levels seem to be going down. So that where we need to draw, we think we need to use force and throw stones, set things on fire to make a point, which is wrong. Because if we're not careful, these things can degenerate into all sorts of things. A spark of fire, and then you'll find that people cash in, political matters will come in, ethnic matters will come in, religious matters will come in, and then we'll engulf the entire nation. So my humble plea, first of all, to traditional councils, Nananom, is that the question of peace is a matter of synergy. The agents of peace, like the police and the soldiers and the others, to maintain that they can enforce, but peace and force is no peace. I think it is important that we begin to sit and jaw with the people who are really involved. Fulani Mata, for instance, who own the cattle, and we need to get the owners of the cattle, we need to get the people who are manning them, the Fulanis, and we need to also get the people on whose land they are. Nananom must be involved, the police must be involved, the council must be involved for us to come to a solution to that. With respect to land issues, like the case, what happened yesterday in Kumasi, a lot of people are trying to read religious motives into it. It has nothing to do with religion. Our men are on the ground. It has to do with land issues. They have been given a piece of land to bury and erected fence on that to protect that land. Perhaps while they were doing that, they needed to have met with the traditional council about that. They didn't do. And the traditional council also decided that they would pull down these walls. I think we should not take the peace we have in this country for granted. We should learn as Ghanaians to talk over issues and try to find solutions to issues rather than trying to find solutions through the use of violence and the use of force, which is not going to make anybody a winner, but all of us losers. I will humbly plead with the youth institutions, organizations in this country, religious, ethnic, political, whatever, for us to put our country first. We cannot become refugees in other people's country. Look at what is happening in Bunkurugu when a lot of people have moved to Togo. Who told you that Togo is a very peaceful country that you can go and find solace there? Let us build peaceful anchorage in our place and enjoy the little things that we have.